In addition to delivering narrative at a consumable pace, this map needed to continue communicating the state of the world outside of the quarantine zone. We also wanted players to understand when Half-Life Alyx takes place in the larger Half-Life timeline and to see for themselves the massive scale of the Citadel under construction. The power of the Combine is embodied in their indifference towards humanity. They've conquered Earth with little effort and are now plundering it for their own ends. They put a modicum of effort into their propaganda, but it's ultimately uncaring. Later in Half-Life 2, we see Breen's attempts to talk to humanity with more seriousness, but it's unclear whether that directive comes from the Combine or if it's just Breen's attempts to be useful to them. Meanwhile, the Combine construction is brutally efficient. The Citadel's pervasive feeder cables make no attempt to fit into the lives of the residents as the Combine drains the city of its power. Within this playground, a nostalgic nod to Half-Life 2, this enormous cable has been run right through the mural on the wall, demonstrating the Combine's total lack of interest in the history behind the city.